Indiana took a 1-0 lead in the first, then fell behind to Elizabeth Ford by a score of 2-1. And the score remained that until into the bottom of the seventh, as Indiana's Charlie Manzi doubled to lead off the bottom of the seventh. He advanced to third and then scored on a fielder's choice hit by Tim Birch to tie the game and send it into extras. What was a back-and-forth pitcher's duel the rest of the way became very dramatic in the bottom of the 11th inning as Sully Van Hoose was on first base with one out and Charlie Manzi came to the plate.
And the pitch from Krovac. Manzi lifts one into right, and that's going to be trouble, and that could be, and it is! It's a home run! Charlie Manzi wins the WPIAL for Indiana on a blast to right field. Charlie Manzi does it for the Indians.
Indiana wins it in walk-off fashion by a score of 4-2. Mark Collinger was the winning pitcher, throwing four innings, allowing three hits and no runs, striking out four and walking two. Indiana now will play in the PIAA state tournament next Monday, most likely with a home game. Site and time to be determined. Indiana is the WPIL champion. For your hometown radio station, I'm Pat Doherty.